Gedenken an Daf, mit sagt das Kitten Daf mit Gimel Gimel, bei Zigen Tel Mata begins the Gemara, ve inen ikar ba shnei mason. And I'm not going to say that half was to this one and half was to this one, they're coming from both, which the Gemara Yibama says, that that's a problem of Eish Shnei Mason. No, here, you don't have the Zika both of them on them. Because one of them is a full-fledged Kiddush, the other one's nothing, so it's not going to be a problem. So that's what's been time. We can say, wait a second, how come I not Kamina? What would even make a difference in the Eish Shnei Mason if it should be, quote-unquote, this wife of two dead people, two dead brothers? This whole halacha of the pull of two Yevamim is only rabbinic. Gzeret, and decree is why. So me, remember they're going to say, that doesn't apply over here because it's regarding the shifcha, has no application to any other ones. Either way, it's going to be a yivam. So what's the problem over here in this case? If it's a rabbinic concern, as the Gemara makes it sound like over there. So Tosfos Rabbi Yishmael says, no, the truth is the hasam over there, that b'maimer d'rabbanan, there it's specifically when there was a maimer, which is rabbinic. Then Havazikis Bezibam Drabban, there is rabbinic. But Amma, the truth is, in general, the halacha of Shtei Mason is actually Havad Arayis, and therefore here, it would be biblically as a Bezibam from the two brothers, it would be Darayis, and therefore it would be a problem. And you're right, it doesn't have an application for the Gezerah, but that's only over there when it's rabbinic, it's because of the Gezerah, it's because of the Darayis halacha. Next says Matam begins the Gemara, Manavshach. If you, what's, either way you look at it, Ikadush Rubim Chulu, so Pesach Rukun Rashi explains, that the Mishum pluk the Amiroi del El, because the previous Machalik is Maram, so Mesafkale is not sure how many have a Kedushin. Which one of them is Kedushin, but Manavshach, either way you look at it, so, as a Rashi, then the Maschabein and the Kere, that, which one of these, of the Chatzi Shifcha would be Kedushin? But now that they're both dead, so either way you're gonna have to do even to Levi. So it says of course it's difficult. Why? Because the Rav Chizda goofy pshita Levi have a kedushin. This is Rav Chizda. Chizda himself had resolved the have a kedushin that it is a kedushin. And Rabbi Avuna Nami Chazaba, he actually even rejected mikayich the Rav Chizda. So what's the shaylo? We're going with the tzad that can't be the reason why he's asking the question because of the suffix. So there it seems the Misaf Galei, what he wasn't sure about was he got my condition recently pucked the Gemara further on. That yeah, even if you say that we know that the first one was a condition because Chatzi Shevcha would be Koina. But the question is, once she gets freed, then the question is, does it actually conclude and commence the condition, or does it actually remove it? Oh, that then it would be, now maybe she engaged the second one or the first one, but either way, that's what he's saying, that she either we could do even to Levi, but the taste says the topic is not the previous Gemara, it's the next Gemara. Next test about the Gemara, Gemara Kedusha edition, that, oh, so when she gets freed, it finishes off. It doesn't remove it, it finishes off the first one's Kedusha. Now it says, but it sounds like it's automatic. But the other meaning of the condition of Zayin Malaf, Behemish Shal Shnei Shulta, when you have an animal, it's owned by two partners. So Loch is Hikdish Chetzia. Let's say one partner sanctified his half. Because of Loch, and then he buys the other half. Vikikdish Chetzia Bechul, and then he sanctifies the other half. Oh, so then it's going to be Hikdish. Now, the inference is Holoi Hikdisha, but if he didn't sanctify Loi Gamri, it's not going to be finished. But why not? I thought it's automatic. So it says Shani Hasim, there it's different because the Ef Shatira, it's not true. You know, it could graze v'yichetzi demeah hektish v'chetzi chulin. It could be half hektish, half chulin because you could use its monetary value, and it could be halfway. So therefore, when you buy the Ef, there's not automatic finishing up of concluding something. Halacha, but over here, the Ef Shatira chetzi mekadeshes, she can't be halfway engaged because chiyikach ish ishaksim says when a man will take a woman, but loichatzi, she's not a half of a woman. So that's what's logical to say, the two tzadim in our Gemara, oy gami, oy paki, either it's finishing up or it's removing. And contrast to over there. Now, Avagav, the Hasim, and Damal, and Kaddish, Chatzi Isha, although the Gemara actually compares Chatzi Hekdish to Chatzi Isha, says Taisis, like Kashmir, it's not difficult at all, because the Maisi Shapa, yeah, it is bringing a comparison. The Hechadik, and Das Acheris, that when you have some other consciousness involved, like Pashti Bakula, that it doesn't spread throughout the whole thing, when there's some other element there, but it's not necessarily going to say regarding what happens afterwards when there's when the whole thing is acquired. Or you know, I mean, another approach you could say, Zikulim, you could say, the behemoth shal shnei shutfin, when you have an animal with two different partners, shai b'kinyan k'tzas, So it's something that's lacking, that's left over from his acquisition a little bit. Shari behema hisabas hektish, because it was hektish. Lefikach legamei, David doesn't finish it up because he doesn't own the whole thing. Halacha over here, bechetzi shivcha lo hisa b'chal kedushin. She was not including kedushin at all, because she was not a full-fledged free person, and therefore that's what has to be of the other name. It has to be, but it can't remain in this halfway state. Unlike that of Hektish, which could, until you actively unmark the shit when you buy the other half. Kunek says, Maschal Tabigin begins with the Gemara. I'm questioning about Oinai, but if you're writing Oinai, Zehu Shechurur, so that's considered Shechurur. And the Gemara explains what's Oinai. Well, he writes before, when you run away, I have nothing to do with you. So it's Tyson, to me, you can say, wait a second. Hold on, Mamma Mamalel, this is that Mamma Senda Mamamamam. Amafka Abde, someone freezes his slave, Ainly Takano, there's nothing he can do for him because the Suradika Gabe Lamati Makli can't be marking him. Prohibitory law that he has in him, and moment he doesn't have anymore. You become mashma here. It sounds like the eshlei tikkun b'shtar that you could ameliorate it because here he also doesn't own him monetarily because they take away his rights. Yet he could free him, which is obviously just regarding Isser with a shtar. Since it's vakarchach, obviously that lemishachle ad sheyivrach, that is not freeing him until he runs away, because dila alter chayal shecher. If it would take effect right away, then how is he selling him? How could he give him over to the non-Jew to enslave him? Shabbos is happening later, but then he doesn't have mammon anymore. So he only has this. How is he freeing him? So it says, what you're showing me, you could say is, no, it's not similar to the case of when he makes him hafker. Because when you sell him to the non-Jew, it's not like you totally lost all mammon that's over here. Because you only, when you sell to the non-Jew, he only gets his handiwork. The Jew still owes him monetarily that he acquires him regarding if, let's say, some ox kills him or regarding the children that he has. And the sages did not remove it totally until after he writes for him a get shecher. So that's like almost like another pshat, so that he still has the mom, and it's only after the shecher because they want him to be able to meshacher him and not to be stuck like the case of Hefker. Next says, not to begin this Gemara. Says Gemara, no, it's not difficult, the contradiction from Sada on Eved, because Hala Gufa and Hala Peirim, which Tais says, Peirim Kondras Rashi explains that Gabi Eved by the slave, Kabbalah is man, he set for him a time. Shem lo yivdu, that if he's not going to redeem him, Ye Gufa Chala Avikachavim, then the body of the slave will be confirmed by the non-Jew. And the Meakshav, from this point already, Meshtabba, he can already start enslaving him. Now, Pekivin Mazalab, the Kondra Rabbanon, since he was disgraceful regarding this rabbinic institution, not to sell, Kondu, they penalized him. Even though the time has not yet come, so the body, even though the body is not yet owned by the non-Jew, but regarding this, the field of Torah, the couple is malapir. Yeah, he said the time when the Jew is going to get the pears. That is shimla yibdu at this money. If he doesn't redeem him by that time, he'll be able to eat the pear of from then on until he gets paid up. So even when the time comes, in little pears, the only thing is getting pears. So therefore, it's going to still be potter from Maisa. Now, says Taisa B'Tema to wonder. Because keep the delay month is in the since up until the time Ainley Paris doesn't even have payers, so Mashach Lemon Patim the Mesa, what would even be the Havamina to say Patim Mesa? It's totally the non Jews. How can you be Patim Mesa right now? But moreover, the Havalil Member should have said a different Teretz. Idvi Idi, both are told my being Matazimni, being Loy Matazimni. Whether the time comes or whether it doesn't come, the time. Because what relevance does it have? Because even when it comes to time, all he has is payers. And that's what he's trying to say, Halaguf Hala Payer. And for the fact that he's saying, no, the time did not come yet, it sounds like, yeah, it's only going to be that your part of might only when it's not the time. But why? Even when it comes to time, all he has is payer. So why should it be chayv ma'aser? So rather, the Menir Lefarish seems to explain a different shot. Halagufa lepeira means, kamoi hagufa v'peira digabi evad. Meaning that abagab lemotazimne, even though the time has not yet come, haguf b'beisoi b'kachavim, the goof, the slave himself is already in the non-Jew's house because he's using him for work already. Mafkim in the mitzvah is going to remove him the ability to do mitzvahs, which is the whole point of the knas. Mashmachi etzcher, everybody's going to go free already now. But regarding the field, the Jew only has the pears. And the field's in the possession of the non-Jew, and therefore part of the river is going to be exempt. And that's what it means. No, they're both the same case. But the peire of the Sada is the different than the peire of the Eved, because the peire of the Eved is really already like the halach of Guv, because he's already in the non-Jew's house and not doing mitzvahs.